What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Mind for Muscle podcast. I'm your host, Nick, and in today's Monday motivation episode, I'm actually going to be covering a topic that I think may actually be demotivational in nature. However, I know that if you follow through and listen with an open heart and open ears, that what I have to share with you today could help you move the needle forward tremendously in your business going into 2020. And this was a really difficult lesson for me to learn. However, I think one of the greatest skills that we can develop as humans is the ability to accept feedback and to view feedback for what it is. Feedback is nothing more than information, right? Feedback is only positive and negative when we put our emotions and feelings and attach it to the information. When we create information into a perception, that's when it becomes positive or negative. When we attach our emotions to information, that is now a perception. And that perception can be positive or negative, which means that the feedback can be positive or negative, or we can choose not to attach emotions to it and see feedback for what it really is, which is just effective and ineffective. And we can use this information when we talk about our content creation, something as, you know, seemingly meaningless and superficial as content creation. So are we getting likes, comments, saves, engagement, etc. on your content? And we can use feedback about our ways of being. So what ways of being do you currently have that is not serving you, that people find ineffective? What are you doing to keep yourself stuck? What ways of being do you have that are keeping you inside your comfort zone and keeping you from growing? So that's really all feedback is. Apologize for the quick little rant at the beginning of this episode about feedback, but it's super, super important. If you can get into the mindset of accepting feedback as effective and ineffective instead of positive and negative, you will progress tremendously in anything that you do in life. With that being said, I want to put a little thought into your head that I think is going to cause a lot of people to just turn this episode off and get frustrated because they don't think that this problem relates to them. But it's something that I think is really important. So when we look at the five different areas of business, you know, we talk about lead generation, lead nurturing, sales and enrollment, fulfillment or service delivery, your actual coaching, and then retention and ascension. So your ability to keep clients and move clients from, you know, low and middle tiered coaching options up to high tier, high ticket options. So when we look at those five areas, really there's only one area in which I feel that you can be pretty damn close to fully responsible for. And, you know, I think that we can take full responsibility and ownership for the results that you get in all areas of business. And ultimately, part of my goal with my coaching is to get you to that point to where you're able to say, yes, there's 200% responsibility and ownership in any relationship. So potential clients, clients, and past clients, they all have their own 100% responsibility in the relationship. But I also have my 100% responsibility. But that's not what I'm talking about right now. What I'm talking about is that the majority of the results in this particular area of your business comes down to you, more than your clients, your potential clients, etc. And that is your actual fulfillment, your actual coaching services. And so when I look at new coaches or coaches who are looking to get to the next level within their business, so many of them are so quick to double down on improving their content creation. They think, if I only had more followers, if I only had a clearer message that people could relate to more, and don't get me wrong, that's great. Those are topics that we're going to cover probably next week. We're going to talk all about content creation and marketing. Last week, we talked all about sales. So a lot of coaches are quick to think like, oh, you know, like I'm a good coach. I know that I'm producing content that is relevant to my ideal type of client, but I'm not a business person. Like I just have so many mental blocks and mental obstacles surrounding sales. I'm just not good at it. And don't get me wrong, this is another very important skill. It's why we spent pretty much all of last week talking about sales. And it's something that when I look at those five areas inside of my own business, it's probably the one that I've come the farthest way in doing, but it's not the one that made a transformational change in my business. Then when we look at, and then so many coaches, I think, are the last.